Live in studio today, Senator Dan Dockstetter, who also serves on the Lower Valley Energy Board of Directors, and with him is CEO of Lower Valley Energy, Jim Webb. Senator, Jim, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Great.
Morning, Duke. I'm glad we can talk about this topic this morning. It's serious.
You guys were both in Washington, D.C. last week to talk about the breaching of the dam's proposal on the Snake River, Lower Snake River in the state of Washington, and the impact it could have to us, even here in western Wyoming. So, Senator, let's start with you. Tell us what is at issue here.
Well, this started about a month ago. Jim texted me on a Sunday, which I thought was out of context, out of character for him. I looked down at my phone, why on a Sunday? And he says, we got problems. And then he explained the breaching of the dams. We had heard hints of this. But then we learned that they had gone into the current administration, gone into secret meetings on this, and it actually came out with a proposal, and I'll let Jim explain it in just a moment. But as I looked at this, I thought, how many times do I go to Cheyenne to take on the problems? I drive over there and talk to them in person. So I suggested to Jim that we saddle up and head back to D.C. and talk to our delegation and anybody else who would listen about the importance of this, because it has a ripple effect to the co-ops all across Wyoming. And so that's what we did. We loaded up and we joined up with the head of the National Rural Electric Association and the Wyoming co-op director as well. So we had both state and national, and we went out knocking doors. And we visited with our congressional delegation. Congressman Hageman welcomed us. It was a tight, close visit. She was in between coming out of a committee meeting and going onto the House floor. In fact, as we bid her farewell, she opened the door to the House chambers, walked into debate. But she heard one of my memories is sitting in the train car going underground and watching Jim talk to our congresswoman about that difficult situation. Had a chance. Senator Lummis welcomed us. Senator Rasso had to stay home for a week because of some minor surgeries. He's doing fine. But he put his energy staff on it, and they stepped up and helped us, and it was a well worth trip. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Webb.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. First of all, it was kind of fun to watch Senator Dockstetter in action in Washington. He's very well respected and represents our area very well. But as everyone knows, most of our power comes from Bonneville Power Administration, and they operate all the federal dams on the Snake and Columbia Rivers. And we've been working for years and years and years to try to do the best we can to mitigate and save salmon, and with a lot of success. Some of the runs the last few years have been higher than pre when the dams were in, but there's a lot of other things impacting salmon, like the ocean conditions, predators, all kinds of things that affect the salmon. But we've had litigation for about 30 years with the environmental groups over how we operate the river. When I say we, I mean Bonneville Power Administration. And we've been in the middle of those talks and some mitigation and mediation. And then all of a sudden, we found out there was some secret meetings behind closed doors between the federal government and what they're calling six sovereigns in the Northwest. And those six sovereigns were four tribes and the state of Washington and the state of Oregon. And behind those closed doors, they came up with what they call a pathway to breaching the four lower Snake River dams. We're pretty upset about that. Those dams are very important to what we do and our ability to serve our customers. So we've been working with others in the Northwest to try to shed light on this secret agreement and also do what we can to stop it. You know, in the end, we realize that only Congress can authorize breaching of the dams. But this lays a pathway to get there and kind of opens the door. So it's pretty serious. We're doing what we can to stop it. And it could have a big impact on Lower Valley, on our rates, and also reliability. There's 31 dams that BPA operates, and there's 10 that they use to balance the system to make sure that, you know, as loads change, we can immediately meet those loads. These four dams, even though they're not the four biggest dams as far as output, they're critical to meeting that immediate load and following the load. So it's critical that we do something, and we're doing the best we can. And visiting in Washington with our delegation was the first step. We're also writing letters, and we're working with all the other utilities in the Northwest. But we take this very serious. Lower Valley has some of the lowest rates in the country, and we want to try to protect that. But we also, service is critical to us, and And we want to make sure we maintain that good service.
I just might interject. He said some of the lowest rates, we have the lowest rates in the nation right now, 5.6 cents a kilowatt hour on a basis, and that's because Jim Webb's gone out and negotiated that with the Bonneville Power Administration. I wouldn't want to be the guy trying to sell him a used car because he's a hard bargain to work with. And that's why we have those rates. We've got to protect it, but also because of the ripple effect it causes for the co-ops across the nation. What does it open up to? It's a slippery slope once we go down this situation where people can step in, have a closed-door meeting, and then cause this kind of chaos throughout the Pacific Northwest, not just for us, but for the ag community as well.
Yeah, and like I said, it's very important to us that we protect the salmon, and we've had great success. About 20 to 30% of the rate that we pay BPA goes just for fish mitigation, and they've had great success. And there's things that are outside of our control, like ocean conditions, you know, the predators that eat the fish, and all kinds of things that make it difficult for their survival. But the runs are doing really well. All the hatcheries that that also help supplement the fish, those are paid for by our ratepayers. And I just reiterate also that any money that BPA has to operate the rivers and to mitigate fish and environmental impacts, that all comes from you, from our ratepayers. They don't get any money from anybody else, from the federal government. It all comes from the ratepayers. So you're paying to mitigate the fish. You've paid for those dams, and so we want to continue to use them in the future.
In studio this morning, Senator Dan Dockstader, Lower Valley Energy CEO Jim Webb. So a couple things I want to make clear and clarify. First off, these are dams in the Lower Snake River. This is not impacting Palisades Dam, right? I just want to make sure that's out there and clear.
Yeah, they call them the four Lower Snake River dams. So they're the four dams right before the Snake River enters into the Columbia River. So down in that part.
Okay.
The area. Yeah.
Perfect.
And
up in the Pacific Northwest.
You're right. So I just want to make sure that was clear. A couple other things. I feel like we still need to put some groundwork on what the issue is here. For someone that's just tuning in, that has never heard of this before, doesn't have a clue what's going on, bring it back to what is being discussed and why. You mentioned the salmon, but if someone's just listening thinking, well, what about the salmon? What's going on? Tell us what is the proposal and why this is an issue.
Well, this proposal, what it would do, would breach those four lower Snake River dams and allow for, in their minds, better passage. And there is fish passage there now. There's fish ladders. The small fish going back, we spill extra water in the spring and the times when they're running to make sure that they've got the safe travel back down to the ocean. Also, we supplement with barging, we meaning Bonneville. So they make sure the small fish get down to the ocean. They make it as possible as they can for the large fish to come back and spawn. But things like harvest also, the tribes are able to harvest and people catch the fish. One of the only endangered species that you can order in a restaurant. So that's part of the problem too, is harvest. And so we do what we can to try to protect the fish, but this is just one step that in their minds would further help the fish by breaching the dams and make those free flowing through past, you know, passage past the dam. So
you mentioned the trip to D.C. and what you are doing is the next few steps. What can members of lower, owners, I should say, of Lower Valley Energy, those that use those lowest rates in the nation, co-op services, what can they do to get involved?
Writing to our delegation, our senators and congresswoman, that doesn't hurt. That helps to be able to do that, to voice your opinion. We did ask some people to help us write in the Northwest, and through our national organization, NRECA, we did a grassroots letter writing process, and we had over 20,000 signatures. So people are taking this seriously, and it's kind of interesting also in these meetings, they said, don't worry, we'll have replacement power. So they worked a deal with the tribes where they would produce solar power to replace these dams. And solar power and renewable energy is great. Lower Valley's been heavily involved in those, but you can't call on them when you need them. They're not available all the time. And these dams support a lot of wind power. There's over 5,000 megawatts of wind in the Northwest. It was placed there because these dams make them possible. When they're not running, these dams back it up and make the power available. The Northwest doesn't have the best wind. Wyoming does. But the reason all this wind is there is because of these dams. So they already enable renewable power through wind power. They are green and carbon-free themselves. So if one of our goals is to be carbon-free, it would be ridiculous to tear these out. And I get national news all the time, alerts from the federal government about the possibility of, you know, brownouts and blackouts because of reliability. Well, we're tearing out facilities before their time, and the renewables aren't really ready to take prime time and take the kind of the front line of providing power. So you tear those out, and then you try to replace them with renewables, and you end up with reliability issues. So reliability is a big part of not wanting to tear these dams out. So both cost and reliability, they're just critical to how the system works.
They're a base source of power, Duke. That's what makes it possible for Loro Valley to keep our rates low, but to also keep the system fed with electricity.
Senator Dan, sorry.
Just one more thing, and Senator Dockstetter has been very involved in trying to save some of the coal plants in Wyoming, and their baseload plants too. And so we have to show us that the renewables will work first, and then we can tear out and replace some of the facilities that we have now. But you can't tear them out and then promise that they'll be replaced with renewables. You got to do things in the proper order to make sure that we have reliability.
Senator Dan Dockstetter, Lower Valley Energy CEO Jim Webb in studio. Appreciate the report on this. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
No, thank you. And we'll do our best and keep people informed. But, you know, our job is failure's not an option. We need to make sure power is available when people need it. It's our job also to make it as affordable as possible, and we're doing the best we can on both of those fronts.
And just emphasizing that my years of experience of dealing with state agencies, when I need to get something done, I drive over and see them. In this case, we had to slip over to Washington and go face-to-face to make sure that we get something done. And I felt like our congressional delegation was very responsive to our requests.
That's Dan Dockstetter and Jim Webb in studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.